What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
And if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called... You didn't have any difference in calling the horses when...
Well, if we wanted that one on the left to go, we'd say gee, aha, to the other one.
But you didn't have a term, like for the one that walked in the furrow when you were plowing to.
Not that.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little
ways
over. Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you have a before dark. Ways to go.
I got a good ways to go before dark.
You ever say a piece?
I got a good piece to go before dark. What we usually always say.
It's something that's very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place. You would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backwards.
And if he fell this way,
falling.
Okay. If somebody said, "Did you catch any fish?" and you said, "No, a one."
Not a one.
If someone apologizes for breaking your rake, you say, "That's all right. I didn't like it
anyway."
If you have a good yield on a farm, you say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, what do you call that? You did what?
We planted new ground.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Hay. What
would you say? We raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40 bushels.
Okay. Did you raise oats? If you and another man, something we had to do today, just the two of us, we'd say we have to do it, or you'd say, I'll. All right, that's not a good question. If you are not speaking to him, just talking about him, you say the job is for
me and him.
Okay, that's fine. If some friends of yours and you are coming to see me, you say, who and who are coming over?
Me and my friend.
Okay. All right. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? And they know you, they know your voice, so you say, it's
me.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are to somebody, you say, he is not as tall as
I am.
If somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about the coats, you would say, where are
the coats?
People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them, what? Come back again.
Come back. I enjoyed the visit. Come back again.
Would you ever say y'all?
Y'all. Y'all come back again.
Okay. What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
When it is made to rise with yeast, do you have another name for it?
Light bread.
Okay. other kind of bread do you know about not made in loaves?
Well, we have biscuits, and we have cornbread, and we have muffin bread.
What is baked in a large cake made of cornmeal?
Corn cake? No, I think that's poems.
Poems, yeah, I was going to say, y'all do the things smaller.
We have poems, uh-huh.
Within the pan.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned cornbread. What do you mean by cornbread? Do you have more than one kind?
We have one, what we call a plain cornbread, and what we call a muffin bread. And plain cornbread is made with just water and probably some salt. Muffin bread is made with milk and eggs and some shortening.